In our previous episodes, we talked about the seeming contradiction between the notion that the Beis HaMikdash would materialize miraculously, min shamaya, from heaven, or that Mashiach will actually build the third and eternal Beis HaMikdash. A final resolution to all of this, that Rebbe suggests, is based on the notion that both are true. There will be a Beis HaMikdash built by people, led by Mashiach, right here in this terrestrial earth. However, there's also a Beis HaMikdash that's built in heaven. And the heavenly Beis HaMikdash will become enclosed or embodied into the physical or actual Beis HaMikdash. You know, maybe it's like having a device such as the one we're using to record now. Everything is there, but until you turn the switch on, it's not really working. So in other words, there'll be physical bricks and mortar, and that'll comprise the actual structure of a Beis HaMikdash. But the energy and the holiness and the real magnificence of that Beis HaMikdash that will pulsate and throb with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will only come to fruition when the Beis HaMikdash from heaven embodies itself within the Beis HaMikdash on earth. And the Rebbe says something very interesting. Really and truly, the third Beis HaMikdash must come from heaven. And that's because it's supposed to be a Bayit Nitzchi, an eternal home. The first and the second Batei Mikdash were destroyed. The third will never, ever be destroyed. And that's why it has to be, in the language of the Zohar, Binyana de Kutcha Brichu, something that God builds. Conversely, however, there is tremendous value in having what the Zohar calls Binyana de Barnash, a building that's made by people. And the reason is that the Nitzchias HaMikdash, the eternity of the Beis HaMikdash, requires heavenly participation. But it also needs to be part of this world. And if a heavenly Beis HaMikdash descends into this world, it's never really a part of our reality. But the Dira B'Tachtonim, the dwelling place that God wants, necessitates a Beis HaMikdash which embodies and represents and actualizes not only a heavenly energy, but actual earthly participation as well. In closing, what we essentially come out with is the notion that the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, will be perfect in every way, representing the essence of our achievement during the Golos days. It won't be, to quote the Yerushalmi, Na'ama d'chisufa, bread of shame. Instead, it'll be something that we feel we earned, something that we'll all feel good about as we celebrate with Mashiach in the third Beis HaMikdash, b'mheira, u'b'yameinu amen.